Blog Talk Radio.
www.angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and keep them reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened, probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that cause them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. The number to call in for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those calls, again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Happy summer solstice to you all. And the very exciting second half of this amazing year of manifestation, this year of 2013, and the realization of our dreams coming true. Now, before we get started, thank you for listening in, whether it's on computer, some of you may be listening by phone, perhaps you are listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. As my nearly 80 shows now are all available on the Blog Talk Radio, and also they're also available to be downloaded for absolutely free from iTunes. that is just a reminder that each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a beautiful channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at our worlds from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity, passion, and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, that's C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you'd like to have your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with me, either phone me after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number to call me after the show at Angel Healing is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. For the Posse of Angels, and I really do look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. I see that we have several callers holding on the line, in particular that 843 you've been holding a while, so you are first in the queue. Please do hang in there. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take 15 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day before I start taking those calls for the angel advice. And today's topic, you are famous, you are a success, came as a result of a transformative session that a client recently had with me. Now, this client, at almost 91 years of age, let's call her Maggie, for I do not use the real names of my clients, whether it's in my newsletters or blogs or on the radio. So let's call her Maggie. Maggie had certainly lived a very full life at almost 91. When she was in her 20s, she had been chosen to be the singing voice for several major film stars in very successful movie musicals. She was also headlined as a singer on several radio stations. And then when she met her husband, who was quite a famous jazz pianist, she gave up her career in order to raise their children and be supportive of his career. Now, wistfully, when she was speaking to me, she recalled her former achievements and all the possibilities that she had been presented with for success that had not come to fruition. As she was speaking, she frequently sighed as there was a heavy resignation sitting under her heart. With four small children, Maggie was pretty much housebound as a mom, and though she occasionally sang with her husband's band, she was relegated to watching her husband's career soar as he played for the legends of music like Aretha Franklin, Sammy Davis Jr., Pat Boone, and Ella Fitzgerald, and these were just to name a few. She went on to say that even though she was not performing, she desperately wanted to express her love of music, so she decided that she would teach voice lessons from her home. When I asked her how she felt about having decided to teach over performing, she replied that it provided her with an outlet of expression for her love of singing. But in her own words, she sighed and she said, "Candy, I guess the old saying is true, those that can, do, and those that can't, teach." She said, "Teaching was fine, but it was nothing like performing. I really felt alive when I performed." Sighing deeply yet again, she said, "You know, I could have been famous. I could have really been a success." This longing of not having achieved fame was like a heavy weight on her heart that she carried around all the time. And during the remainder of our session together, the Posse of Angels showed her her life's choices from a higher perspective. This higher perspective gave her great insight and clarity on the importance of her decision to teach, not only for herself, but for the lives of her countless students. The Posse of Angels showed her that her path to performing was actually blocked because what she wrote into the contract of her life was of such immense importance. She was always meant to teach and not have the fame that she longed for by performing. Her passion, her light, her enthusiasm and creative expression demonstrated such immense joy to her students. And they were so affected by her teaching and her passionate nature that they emulated her qualities and went on to shine forth these same qualities in their careers and in their lives. The Posse of Angels showed her that each student that was under her tutelage was like a light bulb which she helped to turn on. Because of her teaching, her students went forth into the world and they shone brightly and helped illuminate the path of joy and passion for others to follow. With the insights Posse of Angels gave to her and the shifting of her resigned, stagnant energy through our Angel Reiki healing session together, afterwards she said to me, "Candy, I do not know how to fully express my gratitude and appreciation for our session today. You, the Posse of Angels, have given me the freedom and the empowerment that I needed. At 91 years of age, I now feel like I have a new lease on my life. I feel so much lighter, like a heavy burden has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel like I can fly again." How extraordinary. At 91 years of age, this woman, Maggie, was given a new lease on life, as she said. Now, after Maggie's session, I found her words, "You know, I could have been famous. I could have been a success," echoing over and over in my head. It got me to think, what does it really mean to be famous? And how do each of us measure success? So I asked the Posse of Angels for their heightened perspective and their view on fame and success. And this is what they said. Firstly, the Posse of Angels laughed. And as I've mentioned before in my program, they never laugh at us, but they laugh along with us. They began by stating that when we ask to be famous and successful, we are asking for that which we already are. Being children of God and coming from the purest, most loving source ever, we are infinite, limitless, and divine. We're whole and complete just as we are. On some level, be it conscious or unconscious, we know this at the deepest core of our souls. As far as our soul is concerned, this is a no-brainer. It is irrefutable that we are famous and successful at being who we are, for there is no other soul or person in any space, time, and dimension like us. In other words, each and every one of us broke the mold. And we know this when we are born, and we retain this knowing while we are very young children. You know, children say and do things not to be quoted or noted for what they do, but they are motivated purely to act and to speak directly from their heart. And it is through our hearts that we are all connected to the divine. A child's identity is allowing themselves to be who they authentically are. It's unfortunate that when some children get older, they become reprogrammed to believe that in some way they're no longer famous and successful for just being who they are. This message of being, of not being enough for just being themselves, finds them turning their attention outward in order to attain or achieve something in order to determine their success and actually determine who they are. Now, listeners, this is bizarre. As the highest source possible, God, created us from pure divine source and made us enough in the first place. We don't have to produce or create anything in order to be divine, in order to be who we are. You know, once we turn our attention outside of ourselves to receive recognition, external forces start to impose their idea of what fame and success is in order for us to be worthy and deserving of not just being who we are, but ultimately for existing in the first place. Now, some examples are, I'll be a success when I have a lot of money, when I own a big house, when I drive an expensive car, when I can shop in designer stores. And many, many of these external ideas have more to do with what we obtain rather than who we divinely are. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to remind us that as humans, we are pure intention. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with having goals and dreams and things that we would like to achieve. But what is most important is that we do not lose the forest for the trees by losing our sense of who we are with or without the achievement of said fame or success. For no matter what intention, goal, or dream that we eventually succeed at and perhaps realize fame and recognition from it, the luster and the thrill from that achievement, like all achievements, will eventually die down and it'll be replaced with some other goal, dream, or intention to succeed at. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying, this is so because how human nature works. And if we need that constant outside validation and so-called hit of fame or success in order to get our sense of identity, then the eventual high from that attainment that we experience will wear off and we will quickly turn to the next big thing to get our identity from. This is much like a drug addict who needs another hit in order to feel alive again. To be human and not to lose one's sense of self, one's identity, in the process of attaining our goals and dreams is no small feat, listeners, and great goals and dreams in life demand great sacrifices in order to be attained. But along the journey to those dreams, it's imperative that we do not lose who we divinely are and we make our achievements and we take our achievements in stride. A funny example of not being carried away with one's fame and success came from an article I read recently about where actors keep their Oscars, their Academy Awards that they've won. The actress, Emma Thompson, who keeps her two Academy Awards on a shelf in, of all places, her bathroom, says she does this in order to help her keep her perception in check about being famous. Many times people's expectations of fame and success are very different from what actually happens. You know, as a Reiki master teacher, I've taught many students over the past 10 years, and they are very excited about attaining the success and the title of mastership, and to keep their egos very much in check. I tell them the story of the young Japanese student in a Reiki school who, along with other students, has to chop wood and carry water as part of their chores. One day, the student looked up from his chores and was surprised to see his master teacher carrying water. Astonished, the student said, "Master, you don't have to do that. You are a Reiki master." And the master said, "Before I was a master, I chopped wood and I carried water. After I became a master, I chop wood and I carry water." Who we divinely are is not changed by being famous. And if we come to fame not truly understanding who we divinely are, it will eventually define us. And once fame and success fades away, so does our belief in who we divinely are. Before we go on to discuss more of just how famous and just how successful each one of us is, let's go to the phone line. Taking those phone calls, once again, you can call for that free angel advice and free guidance on 646-716-6794. Let's go to the phone line. 843, you're online with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
And how are things in South Carolina?
Things are well.
Good. Are you resonating with the topic, you are famous, you are successful?
Oh, yes. I really love that story. It resonated with me because She was talking about teaching, and I've been teaching for about 8 years. Eventually, I want to do something outside of teaching, but I definitely resonated with the story.
Yeah, I mean, and it really, it kind of hurt my heart a little bit. She's such an extraordinary woman. And, you know, when the Posse of Angels and I looked into her context of life, she was meant to perform, but she was truly, as her profession, she was really meant to teach, because it touched the heart of so many of her students to go out there and be like little shining lights. So it truly was amazing at the effect that she had on the universe. Not just her reality, but the realities of her students, and then all those folks went out to touch others. So Kimberly, what is it that if you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing if you would not be teaching?
I would definitely be out motivating children, motivating young women. I would be a motivational speaker. I know I would. It's so much that I want to say. There are so many people that I would like to encourage. I know I would be on some type of circuit.
Okay, this is getting me excited, because this is where I'm heading as well, and like attracts like. The Posse of Angels, oh my gosh, I just got shocked. It's like an electric cattle prod from head to toe, shivers all over the place. They're coming at me left, right, and center. They're getting very excited about you, Kimberly, and getting you out there to shine a light and to help turn on other lights as well. Have you written a book?
No, I have not.
Okay. Do you have a book inside of you?
I do.
Okay. They want you to bring that book out because... Okay. Not that you are, well, you are me and I am you, and you know, but my book, Angels of Faith, was channeled to me in 2005, 2006, and I self-published it, and I know that that is my calling card, and that's going to be picked up and then open all kinds of extraordinary doors for me. They're saying that each of us needs some kind of calling card, to, you know, like a platform for us to get out there. It was interesting when President Obama was the senator and he was running for president, the first thing that he did was he wrote his book, The Audacity of Hope, and then he was picked up on all these radio programs and TV programs to go out there and to talk about his book. What he was actually doing is introducing himself to the world. That's what he was doing. Yes, he was talking about his book, but that was just an avenue to open up all these possibilities, these connections, and these opportunities for him to be known for what he does. And the Posse of Angels are saying, get ye girl to a computer or to your old-fashioned pen and pencil and bring forth a book. They're not only saying that, Kimberly, but they're saying, you have so many angels around you, and you have so much divine guidance, that when you take a step forward to bringing this book out, they will bring back tenfold for opening up the channel to the divine and making this a very, not only an enjoyable, but such a graceful and easy and wonderful experience for you.
Okay,
this I know this is. I could see the book that's inside of you, and and you know, a lot of people have told me over the years when they see that, you know, I've written books, and you know, they say, oh well, you know, I don't have the time to write. We have the time to do those things which are important to us. We make time, and those of us living in the present moment know that time is not an issue, because we can manipulate time. With our energies, we can quicken it, we can slow it up, and just by our thoughts and our belief system inside of ourselves and our energy. So time is not a factor. A lot of people won't write a book because they say, oh, you know, I'm not a writer, I have to take a course in writing. Wrong. <That's>, you know, the divine speaks to us. That's like, you know, Michelangelo, you know, saying, well, I need more lessons before I can go out and paint the Sistine Chapel.
Wow.
You know,
right.
You know, we each have gifts and talents and abilities inside each and every one of us. And they're so important for us to live, because who we are is so inextricably linked to those gifts and talents that if we're not doing them and we don't bring them forth, then it's almost as if a part of us dies.
Right.
That's how extraordinary that piece of the puzzle is, and that piece of the puzzle was put into your soul, so to speak, before
mm-hmm.
you incarnated. And by bringing that forth, yes, you're serving yourself, but you're also serving the greatest good for yourself and the greatest good of all concerned and the universe. And that's how we're creating the world as it is. So let me pull a couple cards here and see what's coming.
While you're doing that, I wanted to let you know that I had talked to you maybe 2 weeks ago, and
mm-hmm.
I was telling you about my move from South Carolina to Georgia. And
oh, that's right.
You told me that I needed to get out. So I got 3 calls last week for interviews in Georgia. And I just got back home to South Carolina. And one of those schools actually called me. And they left a message, and I think they want to hire me. But I was just letting you know that I did what you actually said. I went out to Georgia.
And the movement of that, see, Thank you for telling me that, because
yep.
the movement that we make is so extraordinarily important, because half the time the universe, God and the angels, don't know if we're really serious about what we want. And so if we get off of our duffs, excuse the expression, and we think to ourselves, okay, there's only what I desire. I am a child of God. I am allowed to have whatever it is that I desire. It may not come in the how and the when for our highest good, but if we make that movement towards that which is going to, you know, make our heart full of joy, then the universe, God, the angels, they pick up the cues and go, oh, she's really serious about this. Let's send her more things in direct alignment with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it comes in. I'm so, so glad that you told me that, and
yep.
as what happened. So let's go to the cards. Ooh, good girl. Okay, we have the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is a 10 card. The Wheel of Fortune is about new beginnings. The Wheel of Fortune is saying to you, you are on the right path, and you know, you're following the signs. You're following your intuition, and as such, they want you to know that the universe is co-creating and conspiring to bring you more of those connections and opportunities to you. So I wouldn't be surprised if you do get that, that's the puppy of angels about that job in Georgia, and whether you're going to be offered that job or not. Okay, puppy, well, how do you feel about that job for Kimberly? Ooh, they're liking it. Okay. They're liking it.
All right.
Now they're doing a little bit of a dance. Okay, guys. Okay, they're doing a bit of a jig. And you know what? You know what you can actually do? Have you started packing yet?
Yeah, I have to go get boxes. I'm going to Home Depot to go get some boxes today.
Okay, girl, you go and get boxes, because they've already shown you the signs. Yes, there's movement, and there's you know, doors opening and all kinds of things. So if you can enthusiastically say, you know, I bless, you know, my life and where I live, and I'm so excited about the next adventure or whatever, this is the universe conspiring to fulfill your dreams. Okay, let's see what the next card is. Next card is the isn't that a lovely card? Next card is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is emotional fulfillment in every which way. So this could be a romantic card, but this is more to do with your fulfillment. It's been a long road for you to really connect with your self-worth and that you're worthy and deserving of whatever your heart desires. And now it's kind of like the first tangible things that you're going to see of the realization of emotional fulfillment in your life. So, and it's also very interesting, Kimberly, that you got a 10 for the Wheel of Fortune and a 10 of Cups. New
wow.
beginnings in both of those. And the Four of Pentacles is the foundation card. Some people read this card as hanging on to our money and being miserly or stingy. Or I always see this as a greater foundation. And there's your home. Okay, they're showing me in the background are castles, but they're pointing there and they're saying this is Kimberly's new home that she's moving to, and this home and this move will provide you with more abundance, physical, material, monetary abundance and security, and that's where you're moving into. So all things look very positive for you, and they're just reminding you, get that book out. Because once you do that, then the even while you're doing that, the energies of that excited enthusiasm and feeling abundant inside and answering that call will bring you the opportunities and the connections to be an inspirational, motivational speaker.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And if you want to, you know, keep me abreast of where your journey takes you, you always can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I sure will. And I will probably be calling you for a reading, too, because you have been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. God bless you. And keep shining brightly. Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. And, you know, so many of us have a book inside of ourselves. We have an idea. We have a longing to do something. And it's so very important to have that faith in ourselves and to step out and to action it. I did a whole program on taking inspired action. And then the universe can send us back tenfold, the connections, the opportunities, the people to be able to foster what we have taken action on. Let's go to the phone lines and take our next caller, 719. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Julia from Colorado.
Hi, Julia. How's Colorado today?
Actually, it's a gorgeous day here today.
Gorgeous. And so
90 degrees.
What's that? 90 degrees. Oh my
degrees.
God. That is 90 degrees gorgeous. So are you resonating with the topic today about wealth and success?
I want to be successful. I just have to figure out how to do it in my life. So
are you let me go here and ask you, what you're doing, is what you're doing who you are?
Well, that's the thing. I've been a homemaker for a long time, and that was who I am. But I feel like I'm shifting and changing, and I'm starting to take steps to move myself back out into the world and kind of figure out where I want to go with the rest of my life.
How wonderful.
So yeah. I'm at that stage of transition of, you know, not really knowing the next step, but knowing that there is going to be a next step, and I'm just trying to, you know, find where to place my foot to make it. So,
you know what they're showing me? They're showing me many, now this is for men as well, but particularly women who have raised children, who have been at home, and I'm not saying that some men are, you know, sort of house husbands and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us that have been home, we've raised the children, we've kept the fires going, we've cleaned the home, we've cooked, we've done all of that. When it comes time to turn the mirror back on ourselves and to take a good look at actually who we are, that can be scary. That can be scary, and it can also be, I don't know who the blank I am.
Exactly. Because, that's exactly where I am.
Because for so, so long, you know, we've given our hearts and our souls and our sinew and our tissues, you know, and our very, you know, brain functions to make a beautiful life for our families. And we've done it out of love. We didn't do it because we were martyrs. We did it out of love. But then now comes the time to turn the mirror back on ourselves, and a lot of women are lost at that stage. The Posse of Angels want to ask you, Julia, what do you love doing? What do you love doing that when you do it, you lose all track of time, and even if you weren't getting paid for it, you would still do it?
Wow. Well, I really... Wow. See, that's just it. That's where I'm stumped. I don't really know. Like you said, I've been so focused on being, you know, a wife, a mother, a homemaker that, you know, everything I do, I just do it automatically, and I don't think about, okay, I'm doing this because I love it, or I'm doing this, I'm just doing this because that's just what I'm doing. It's just part of, you know, going through my day to day.
It's going through the motions. It's like a little automaton or something. You know, you press a button, you know. I'm not calling you a robot or anything, but I remember those days where I was so automated that I would wake up and I would do things in route, in rote or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I was doing them, I didn't even realize I was doing them, but that's what I needed to do to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and to help, you know, make it great for everybody. And then at the end of the day, I would be exhausted and have to do it again the next day. So I'm going to take you back to when you were a child. What did you love doing as a child, as some form of creative expression? Did you love to draw? Did you love to sing, to dance, to garden, to cook?
I remember as a child I enjoyed music, and to this day I still enjoy listening to music. I went to school for interior design, but I sort of lacked the confidence to really, you know, move into the world and do it. I did it for like a part-time basis for a little while, but mainly it was like using the computer to do it on AutoCAD.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doing like interior design for a person or whatever. I mean, I enjoy beautiful things, but I don't have, like, that high-end style. I'm not, like, that person who wears, you know, designer clothes and, you know, buys my things at certain stores and, you know, that type of, and I always sort of associate that with, you know, the movers and the shakers of the interior design world. So I kind of am more of a low-key, you know, behind-the-scenes type person. I enjoy... like the organizing part, you know, having everything have a place and it fits in its place and you know where it is when you go to look for it. So organizing, and I'm a helper. I'm like the person that, you know, if you need to talk to if you're having a bad day, or, you know, I'm here to give you advice or support, or, you know, be there in that way. And I enjoy creativity, and, you know, you do things, and I guess I don't always think about, you know, okay, I'm doing this, and this is how, you know, this is another word for creativity. You just think of it as this is what part of my day, this is what I do in the mornings, or, you know.
Absolutely. Well, the Posse of Angels are coming in the year very strong, and they're saying that after giving of yourself to so many people for so many years, that's not to say that you'll never give to anybody else again, they want you not to try to figure out what that thing is yet, because your energies are not in alignment at all, and they have to be high vibrational for that sign, that opportunity, that connection to come in. And they want you to start to give to yourself, Julia. They want you to start to nourish and nurture who you are, because that hasn't happened for a very long time. They want you to nurture your soul. They want you to have fun. They want you to play. And it's through nurturing and nourishing your soul and giving to yourself and actually allowing yourself the great, you know, benefit of having fun and playing. This will make your vibrational energy rise. And then they also want you to ask the universe to show you a clear sign when your energies are emotionally nourished and nurtured. Then they can show you a sign of things that will be of that match, you know, and how you can step forward in the creative expression of, in the best creative expression of who you are. But that can't help. That can't happen until you give to yourself.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You know how it is. You get caught up in doing for everyone else, and you kind of, your slot gets moved further and further down. So,
you know what? They've actually said this to me many times before, and many of my clients. You must be the priority. Otherwise, the universe will not make you a priority. Put, you know, was that saying, you know, put on your oxygen mask first, mm-hmm. and then you can, you know, help somebody else breathe. But if you're like a fish out of water, how, and then you keep, you know, even say affirmations, or, you know, some people do vision boards, or, you know, how can anything come to you when you're, you know, you can't breathe at the end of the day because you're so busy ticking things off the list for everybody else? Make yourself the priority and give to yourself. I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying being arrogant and never giving to anybody else. But I'm certainly saying it's time for you to make Julia the priority, and then the universe will start to see how important Julia is, and then we'll also send those connections and opportunities to those things that would help you to be creative in the world. Because like I said to our last caller, Kimberly, each and every one of us has an integral puzzle piece to add to the great creation of the universe. And when we're doing what we absolutely have so much joy and enthusiasm and happiness for, and we're creative, then we're creating an extraordinary world. And that's why we're here. But we cannot do that if we're not in alignment with that. So I'll go to the cards and I'll shuffle and see what's coming out for you. You have so much to offer, Julia. You have so much creativity inside of you. And it's you just need to funnel that. And don't try to go outside and search for it, because if you're going to push it further and further away, the way you're going to draw to yourself like a magnet is if you fill yourself with that abundance of fun and play and feeling full inside by giving to yourself. So let's go to the cards and have a look. I'm speaking from experience. This is old woman crone. I gave to everybody else so much. I used to call myself a Stepford wife before I had my spiritual awakening, and you know, I wasn't even on the list. Forget about, you know, some people say that, you know, you're last on the list. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to the phones. Going to the cards here, and the first one is the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Swords is about us taking action. Okay, and they're saying that you know, you've thought a long time about giving to others, and you've thought, oh, gee, wouldn't it be nice to give to myself? But now they're saying that it's time to put this into action. Okay, so that really is the action card. There's just no doubt about that. A wonderful card come out. And when horses come out in the tarot deck for me, it signifies taking your personal power. And there are horses, the Knight of Swords, of course, he's on a fast-moving horse. The sword is drawn. The swords are also about communication. So it's communicating your wants, your needs, your desires, your wishes, and making them known to others, and how important you are, okay, so people can't walk over you and you need to set limits and boundaries. The next card out is the death card, and people go, oh, the death card, but, you know, calm down. This is about new beginnings. It's about ending the way that you were before in order for the new to come in. And all for the new to come in, all you need to do is to show the universe how important you are to be nourished and nurtured and how important it is for you to have fun and to play. And the next card coming in is the, oh, you've got the Ten of Cups as well, which is the emotional fulfillment card. That Ten of Cups is just, he just wants to keep popping up today. People's readings, and it's telling you that you have the key to your emotional fulfillment, and all you need to do is take that key. It's like having the key in your hand all the time and never using it. And the 10 is also about new beginnings as well. It's about starting over, and so this is a beautiful indication that it's time. It's time for you, because you've got lots and lots and lots of things that are inside of you that need to come out. Just like our last caller, Kimberly, she's got a book inside of her. They're not telling me whether you have a book inside of you, Julia, but they're certainly saying you are so creative, and there's just an infinite, limitless ways that you could put your creativity into play in this world, but the first thing you must do is give to yourself.
Excellent.
So I hope that's been helpful for you today. I would absolutely adore and love to know where your journey takes you, so you can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. The website here.
Okay, the website www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That was wonderful. I've got a page, whole page of notes here. I just was like writing real fast.
Well, I'm so glad you called in today. You are going to make such a difference, not only in the lives of others, which you have up until now, but you're going to make a difference in the most important person in the world, which is you. And it's got to be you. It's got to be you. So lots of love and blessings. And I look forward to speaking
to you.
Okay, take care.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that goes for all of us, okay? You know, every time a caller phones in, I know that it's a message for me, as well as our other listeners as well. Nurture and nourish yourself. Allow yourself to have fun and to play. Don't take life so seriously, and to bring forth those things inside of you that give you sheer joy. And it's amazing what synchronicities, signs, and signals that the universe will send you. So, now, before those phone calls, I was sharing insights on fame and success and how many people actually allow that to define who they are. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with all of our questing and all of our striving and chasing and pursuing our goals and our dreams, many see the attainment of fame, and many see the attainment of success as somebody wanting to be superior or better than others. In this way, many who seek fame actually lose their sense of self, and they equate what they've accomplished with who they are. In fact, this whole idea of fame has very little to do with who one is, and more to do with who someone else thinks we are. I like this quote by Michael J. Fox, and it carries a similar sentiment when he says, no matter how much fame a person has, it's not something that belongs to them. He says, if I'm famous, that doesn't belong to me. It actually belongs to you, the person externally. If you can't remember who I am, the person outside of yourself, I'm no longer famous. And how true is that? Fame has all to do with what others think about us. And let's do what we absolutely know in our heart of hearts about ourselves. You know, I remember an interview that Neil Diamond gave several years ago when he was touring Australia. This probably was around 2006, 2005, somewhere around there. Well, anyway, in which he said that his mother was his number one fan, and her opinion of how he played and his act was his determinant as to whether he was doing a good job or not. And he said, with the recent passing of his mother, he said that his audience and their reaction now determined his self-worth. I couldn't believe he said this, because with this way of thinking, I thought, it's one's impression of oneself and self-worth is actually built on the fickle whims of the public, then we could be worthy one day, we can be extraordinary one day, and we can actually be a nobody the next day. You know, I've spoken many times before about the importance of bringing forth our gifts and talents and creatively and passionately sharing them with the rest of the world. By doing so, our success is felt by doing what we can do well without any thought for any fame or any success at all. If one attains fame from enjoying one's creative talent, then fame comes because it's deserved, certainly not because it was sought after. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the examples which I used before about the usual trappings of what many deem success to be, you know, success and fame to be, like the expensive car, the huge house, the designer clothes, all of those things, are all external things. And they all are results that show up because of a much grander longing that has been divinely seeded into each one of our souls. Now, this amazing seed that each one of us has so much more to do with success and fame. It's so much grander. This seed in our heart is about love of who we are, love of self, which I've also spoken about, love of our divine eternal natures and our connection to it, and what we are good at. It's about the blatant and unashamed expression of who we are and the confidence we have in all that goes with that. Our fame is what happens as a result of holding fast to our divine and eternal nature, getting through difficulties and struggles and challenges that would have us not be true to ourselves in order to conform to somebody else's idea of what we should be. And more importantly, it's about our joy and it's about our happiness and our enthusiasm. And in the end, success and fame is not about what people did, but it's about their conviction too and full expression of who they actually are. We have one more phone caller on the line. Let's go to 678. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? Are you there? We have a silent caller. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Well, 678, if you have a question and you're holding, please do call back. So just to wrap up for today, the Posse of Angels are chiming in here. They're reminding all of us that a life lived with passion and creativity and joy love and integrity, you know, even if it lacks the publicized perception of fame and fortune, all that of who we are is like a radiant bright star that lights a path for us to follow and for others to follow. And in addition, the posse of angels are saying that when we truly are doing what we love, not for the fame and not for the success, but for the sheer joy of it, it shines a heavenly light for the angels to dance by. And there we have it. So thank you, posse of angels, for adding that. Just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you to all of the callers. Thank you so much for your insights and your wisdom as we were able to garner information for each and every one of us from your call. Thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you to those listening to this archive show, either on the Blog Talk Radio site or on the iTunes, and have downloaded it from iTunes for free. But don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And to purchase a copy of my beautiful, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone, using Skype, or if you're in the vicinity, I have an office in Los Angeles, California. Please call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Claire Candy Health and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please, each and every one of you, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. God bless each and every one of you, and I look forward to speaking with you once again next week. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.